Hey, good afternoon. It's the Fan Mankato, 1230 AM, 103.1 FM. It's the Maverick Stampede, our weekly Minnesota State Coaches Show. I'm your host, Aaron Worm, and just a couple more weeks of a half-hour show will probably go to an hour show by mid-month, or at least the last Tuesday in the month of August. It is football season. The Minnesota State football team kicked off practice yesterday. The preseason coaches poll came out this morning. A lot of things to talk about when it comes to our football team. Head coach MSU, Todd Hoffner, joins us. And Toddy, a good afternoon. And like I told you off the air, happy football season. It's finally time.
Yeah, no doubt. This is an exciting time, and it's great to talk to you again, Aaron. And we're talking Maverick football during a walkthrough. I kind of love it.
Now, Coach, let's get everybody up to date on what's happened this weekend. So the players, they reported on Saturday. I saw you had like a picture session as well. And then yesterday was the official first day of practice. Is that correct?
Yeah. So on Saturday, we had our young men check into the residential hall. And then we also had some yard games and a barbecue. Welcome back, barbecue. And we had really good attendance. We had 200-plus at that event, which was outstanding. We had players, coaches, families, extended families, you name it. We had some community people there, too, and it was a great event. And then on Sunday, we got some equipment. We took a picture. We had some lunch. We did some compliance thing. We met with our leadership group. We had some team bonding. We had some concussion testing, you name it. And then yesterday, as mentioned, we had some testing in the morning. We ran the 20, the pro, the vert, the broad jump. And then we also did bench squat and clean, along with some conditioning activities that were assessed. So quite a day. And then we capped it all off with a short practice in the afternoon and some meetings. So a lot of people don't truly understand that when you get into football season at the college level, it's not just drop your young kid off for a couple, 3 hours and then head to work or whatever. These young men they're up and at 'em. We go from 8 a.m. until about 8:30 p.m. at night. And so we have stuff throughout the day for them to do. So it's a little bit of a shock to their system coming off of summer, but we definitely need to keep pushing forward so we can get ready for our first game, which happens to be 23 days from now.
Not that you're counting, Coach, right? You're not keeping any count of that.
Nobody's counting. No.
Now, Todd, when it comes to practice today, is this the first time the guys are putting the pads on?
Nope. Today will be another what's called a shocker practice.
Okay.
So you can wear your helmet. And you can wear what's called shocker pads. Basically, it's just a shoulder protective pad so that you can not have anybody's helmet bump into anybody else's shoulder or those type of things. And then tomorrow, we'll start what's called shells or half pads. And then we'll be able to put shoulder pads on. And then we have some, thigh boards and those kind of things to protect the thighs. But tomorrow will be our first day of actual shoulder pads.
And, Coach, I suppose that right now it's more conditioning before you really start your game plan for that first game, correct?
Well,
or a mix of both.
We don't necessarily condition when people think of conditioning. The way we practice is we expect to try your hardest, do your best, give 100%, 100% of the time. And we will get our game shape, if you will, based off of how we practice. And so we don't necessarily run ladders or do sprints or those kind of things. Those things have gone by the wayside quite some time ago. And so we try and get our conditioning in within our schemes and our plays and the things that we do from a conceptual standpoint. And so our guys are, on task, on time, and on a mission.
John Hofner, the head coach of Minnesota State football, with us here on the Maverick Stampede. Obviously, a lot of excitement going to this season, like pretty much every season for Maverick football, coming off that appearance in the national semifinals last year. It came out this morning, the Northern Sun Conference coaches preseason poll. No surprise, your team getting 11 first place votes and predicted to win the conference by the coaches. Todd, I know the answer, but as a head coach, you don't take a lot of stock in these preseason polls, do you?
No, not necessarily. I think it's been a while, though, Aaron, that we've been actually picked to win it. They just started up the North-South divisions again since we've added Jamestown College to our conference. So now we have 7 in the North, 7 in the South. So there will actually be a North and a South title being played for, along with an overall championship. And so, as you mentioned, we were picked to win our South Division and the overall championship. Sometimes that's a kiss of death, as they say, and sometimes it's a incentivizer. But I think a lot of it always is based off of what you did, right? Not what you probably are going to do or what actually happens moving forward. Like last year, you know, we were picked 3rd or something like that and ended up having the best finish out of anybody in the conference, winning that regional championship. So you never know how things are going to shake out. I think the players get pretty gassed about those releases coming out. But at the end of the day, I think you're hitting the nail on the head. Nobody remembers the preseason polls come November.
When you looked at the poll, was it any surprises at all? Would you glance at it?
I don't think Sioux Falls got a lot of credit. I think they're way better than what people are giving them. But once again, you look at the top 4 schools, 3 schools. It was Bemidji, Augustana, us, and Duluth, and Sioux Falls rounded out the top 5. And, you know, outside of that, there are always teams that surprise other teams or surprise us. And so lately this conference has really been taking a lot of hits when it comes to losses during the regular season against other conference teams. It's been a long time since somebody's went 10-0 in the conference and won the title without being beaten by at least one team. So I'm not confident here, but I'm pretty sure the last time it was done is when we did it in 2019.
So a lot more a parity maybe in recent memory when it comes to the Northern Sun Conference, which for the fans, that makes some pretty fun football.
Yeah, I'm not in love with that word parity, but you know, if that's what you guys want and that's what you like, good for you. And I'd rather want to be a dominant team, and you know, limitations are for those who have them. So if we feel we're going to be a parity team, guess what? We're limited to being a parity team. You know, it's always our ambitions to try and go undefeated and represent Minnesota State with class and win titles. So we'll see how that all shakes out. We've got a pretty strong nucleus of returners, and we have a really good nucleus of newcomers, and then also some transfers sprinkled in there. So now the magic comes, right? We have to get all these young men to have faith, trust, and belief in one another in order for us to actually fulfill the manifestation that others are putting upon us.
Minnesota State head football coach Todd Hofner with us here on the Maverick Stampede. Again, 3 weeks from Thursday, it all gets started at Blakeslee Stadium against Northwest Missouri State. We mentioned preseason coaches poll today. Minnesota State predicted 1st in the poll. A couple of players that were on the to-watch list this season. Senior wide receiver Treshawn Watson, who had a great season last year, 808 yards receiving, 9 touchdowns. Coach, we know he is always a highlight film when he's out there.
Yeah, he's definitely a strong weapon. He's definitely one of the best players on our offense. And Sam Backer was somebody that got consideration for being somebody that was a strong representation, being a 1,000-yard-plus rusher. So, you know, between those two guys, those are the two big star powers on offense.
And when it comes to defense, Abe Hess-Dahlin was the player to watch on defense. He had transferred last year from Minnesota State Moorhead. He's going to be a pretty big, going to be a key guy in that line on the defensive side.
Yeah, no doubt. So Abe Hess-Dahlin is a senior and did a fantastic job for us last year, and we're expecting great things. He had a great offseason. Marcus Hansen has joined the roster. He's somebody that also has been the actual defensive player of the year in our conference when the season's over. So hopefully he can do that again, wearing the purple and the gold. And then we have some, you know, some other players at key positions that are, you know, coming back and trying to sustain some stability. But we do definitely have a lot of new faces on defense, and we, you know, we have some on offense. But at the end of the day, you got to get 11 people on the same page for 170 plays in an afternoon.
Now, you mentioned Marcus Hansen. Where did he used to play?
Marcus was at Bemidji State. He was a definite force. He was number 36 for the Beavers, and he's a local product coming out of Waseca. So he's definitely somebody that we're excited to have on our roster. He's been a player of the year, as mentioned, and he's definitely a force to be reckoned with when it comes to stopping a quarterback and getting after the quarterback. So he's definitely going to bring some attention when it comes to protections and everything else.
Yeah, Marcus Hansen from Waseca, Minnesota, a new addition to that defense for Minnesota State. Again, Maverick football head coach Todd Hoffner with us here on the Maverick Stampede. And, you know, Todd, when it comes to beginning of the year, and you've done this so many times, I mean, just the excitement around the team to get the guys back on the field, to have the guys get a chance to interact with each other even more, it's got to be a fun time for the coaching staff.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we have 10 assistant coaches. We have 5 full-time and 5 part-time that help us make all this happen. And Coach Taylor and Coach Schlichty are the tips of the spear, if you will, when it comes to offense and defensive coordinators. And they do a fantastic job with the rest of the support staff. So we have 5 coaches that are alumni on our staff. So that's a nice thing, too, to have that many people that want to come back and sustain and continue and develop legacies and traditions that others can live up to.
Now, Coach, I have to ask you, obviously, with Hayden Eckern being the starting quarterback for so many years that he graduated, is there going to be a pretty good battle here in fall practice for that starting spot? Or maybe you go back to playing a 2 quarterbacks like you have in the past?
Yeah, I think, you know, A, B, or C, it could be all the above. Who knows? But I think we're going to try and continue to develop the 2 young men in Mitchell Thompson and also in Maximus Sims. You know, those 2 guys have definitely earned their right to be given strong consideration for the starting spot. And so there's still a lot of football to be ironed out here. But I thought both of them really played exceptionally well when we played against Northern State, and definitely the cream rose to the top that day, and those 2 guys definitely shine. So let's hope that one or both of those guys will do those kind of things at Blakeslee Stadium our first 2 games.
And Maverick fans out there, I mean, get your season tickets right now by going to MSUMavericks.com. And, Coach, we should mention they have those tickets available for the parking lot, that one outside the field, if you want to be, you know, in the mix with other, you know, hardcore Maverick tailgaters before a game.
Yeah, no doubt. So MSUMavericks.com, right, is where you can get all of your latest, whether it's gear or lot 7 parking passes or tickets to the game or a combination of all the above. I think our athletic department definitely has a lot of great things going on, but lot 7 is the spirit walk. We have the police escort. We have the band. It's only a couple $100 for 6 home games, and people have some libation before, during, and after the contest.
Yeah.
And it's quite a good time for those who participate.
Todd, what'd you say again? 23 days until kickoff?
Yeah, who's counting though, Aaron?
No, I mean, know.
Seriously,
I
thought I forgot already, but yes, it's 23 days and about 6 hours.
Wow, look at that! You're right on the money there. That's pretty good. Yeah, 6 o'clock kickoff on Thursday, August 28th. I know myself and my broadcast partner, John Harrington, can't wait to bring you Maverick football again this season on the Fan Mankato. Coach Hoffner with us in the Maverick Stampede. Todd, thank you so much for the time, and we'll catch up again soon, okay?
Yeah, it's my pleasure, Aaron. I'm looking forward to 2025.
We're going to take a time out. More of the Maverick Stampede next on the Fan.